Bavin Tzia Perek Beis Mishnah Yud. This is a continuation of the beginning of Mishnah Tes Eiz Aveda. When do you consider an animal lost? The Mishnah switched into the inyan of reimbursing the Moitz Aveda for his time, for his trouble. And now the Mishnah goes back to the original subject. What's an Aveda? When is something called lost? Mitzvah Berefes. A refes is not a barn, but it's a partly open area. It's not Nishtamer Legamri, but it's in the Bailam's Rishus. It's not where you'd want to have an animal to keep it safe. So this is really a subjective mitzius. There's no gzeres hakasam in this. If it's found berefes, ein chayiv bo, there's no chiv to be metapel in it. Bishus harabim chayiv bo. Now, bishus harabim, of course. Bishus harabim with the Bailam was standing right there. It's not an aveda. Refes, you have to see the feed of simon. The Gemara goes through. Is that the animal's in a place where common sense says that it's easily gotten lost, and obviously the Baal doesn't know exactly where it is. V'mhoisa beis hakvoros, so it has nothing to do really with Hilchus Aveda. Stop, there's an Aveda in a beis hakvoros, lo yitamelo. Who are we talking about over here? We're talking about a kohen. A regular person going to the beis hakvoros, become tummy, okay, you have a lav, you have an assay. He doesn't want to become tummy, no, he has a mitzvah. But over here, we're talking about a kohen, and the halach is, lo yitamelo, he can't be mitame himself to it. What's a chiddush? He's allowed to be over in Aveda. The din of dvarim over here is part of a larger discussion you have in Shas in the sugya of asei doicha lois asei. Normally, an asei with a lois asei meeting up head to head, the asei comes first. Marshal making tzitzis out of something that's shatnis, out of a min, you have chutim that are tzemer and a beged that's pishton, shatnis. But there's a mitzvah seh. The mitzvah seh of tzitzis is doicha lois asei of shatnis. Over here, there's a mitzvah seh of hoshuv teshivim giving back an aveda. It should be doicha the loisa say of lenefesh lo yitame ba'amov. However, the Gemara says that for a kohen to become tummy, there's also an assay of kedoshim yud. The assay is stalemated by the assay, so the loisa is by itself. Now, there's another element over here, is that leaving an aveda should be a loisa, lesucha lesalam. It's an assay with a loisa say, kenegan assay of a loisa, that's also not doicha. The assay stalemates, the loisa say stalemates, Mel doesn't have a kach to be doicha. Take a look at the Teis Yom Tov brings the Rishonim that cheshmim this out. Im omar loy oviv, here's another mitzvah. Kibud avayim, his father tells him to go into a beis hakvoros in order to return the aveda. Oisha omar loy, his father tells him, al tachze, lo yishma loy. Person's mechuyev in kibud avayim, but he can't be mevatel an iser or a mitzvah in order to be mechaber his father. That means his father's telling him to become tamei. So he has the mitzvah saseh of kabed esavicho, and he has the lois saseh of becoming tamei. L'chor shbi aseh d'echa loiseh. So l'chor you'll say aseh is d'echa loiseh, but ain't aseh d'echa loiseh, v'aseh. Here there's another element also, because the mitzvah of moira, which is in Parshas Kedoshim, Ish imi vav tiro v'shabsoise tishmeru, the Torah puts the two together in order to teach you that a father's covet is bottle kamei covet hamokoi, and when the father is telling the son to be over in this, there's absolutely no imperative whatsoever to listen. It's not the pshat that just there's a loisev and asei stands firm against the asei of kabit. There is no mitzvah of kabit. It's a bazundur drosha. Now, Grada the Gemara asks, why do I need a cheshbin of this drosha, like we just said, to get rid of the kibud avim? Without that, the kibud av is a mitzvah say. And then I said, on that, the Gemara says that there would be a havamina, kabud esavicha v'simecha, should be like a hekish, gzer shova, the pasuk that says in Mishle, kabud es Hashem mehoincho, which would mean that kabed es Hashem is the same type of idea. Maybe then it has more, it's like being mechaber Hashem, so maybe it would have more of a koyach than a regular say. So faket, the drosha is that kibud av is bottled because hu va'ato mitzuvim b'chvoidim. The Mishnah goes weiter. Porak v'ton, porak v'ton. This is a new din that's not part of what we discussed till now of Hashem Zaveda. This is a pasuk, kisirah chamor sainacho, revitz tachz masoi. So Torah says, this is in Parshas Mishpatim, that if a person sees an animal and the animal is struggling under a load, so help the owner, ozev tazov imoy, means help him unload the animal. This is called Priko. Priko means to take off the load. There's another pasuk in Parshas Kisetzi. Lesiris chamarachicha esher neflim baderech. Visalamta mehem. Hokim tokim imoy. Help him be mekayim. Help him load the behemoth that the job should be done. This is a mitzvah. It's one of the mitzvahs of chesed there in the Torah. So, the first din that's over here in the details is afilu arba v'chamisha pom chayiv shenema ozev tazoiv. The Torah repeats it, Ozev Tazev, which means it's not only a one-time Isa, but even if he was Yotze ready with this behemoth, with this load, if there's another need, he should help again. Holach v'yoshev levomar, the owner of the animal sits down, he says, Hezekain, I'll sit on the bench, take it easy. Hoyovolecho mitzvah, mritzoyimcha lifreik proik. You have a mitzvah of being mefarik, of taking the load off potter. Shnema imoy, helping him, not doing it for him. The imoy over here is because he's sitting on the bench taking it easy. But if it's impossible for him, imagine the animal is struggling to hold on to the load. It needs unloading. But the owner just had a fainting spell. The reason why the animal is struggling is because the owner is incapable because he tripped and he's sitting with his foot up. He's choyler. He's zokin. He can't unload the behemoth. He put on too much weight. He didn't realize he doesn't have the koyach to unload it. Then you should do it yourself. There's no p'tur called imoy. Those are the etzim dinim. Now the Mishnah adds a detail. Mitzvah min ha-Torah lifroik, avaloi litoin. And here's an interesting drasha. First of all, when the Torah says mitzvah, when the Mishnah says mitzvah min ha-Torah lifroik, it doesn't mean there's no mitzvah litoin. It means not to do it for free. The reason why the Mishnah words it that way is because there's a standard that l'chayr, if the Torah is mitzvah to do a mitzvah, one can't be paid to do the mitzvah. Hashav zaveda, also one can't take money to do the mitzvah. One could take money if he's going to lose money, he's not mechuyv to do the mitzvah. But you can't take money for the etzim kiyum mitzvah. However, since the Torah says priku utino kanira, there's an extra din here. Why? Says the Gemara that if the Torah would only write the din of ti'ina, loading the animal, then priko would be by kal v'chomer. Why? Because if you have to help him, alt gemilz chasadon, there's no difference in the two. Plus, there's the added element of the animal struggling under the load. There's tzar balechaim. The Gemara has a discussion over here if tzar balechaim is deraisa or not. But the svara would definitely be enough to tell you priko has a kal v'chomer from teina. Obviously, if the Torah wrote both, that means that there's a separate din. What's the difference between the two? Is that mitzvah min ha-Torah lifroik without being paid? That's the standard mitzvah. The element of tzar balechaim, the extra element, means that you have to do it without being paid. Avaloi litoin. Litoin is just helping somebody else. You're providing a service. You're mechuyv to do it, but you're allowed to ask for payment. A unique zach where you're allowed to ask for payment for that. Why? Because there's no balei tzar balechaim. It's only about helping him. For that, you're allowed to ask for money. There's a major machlokes rishonim over here, in Muki Yosef, and the Rosh, the Teis Yomtov brings down the raid. According to one shita, which is the shita of the Rosh, is that if a person wasn't doing a job anyways, let's say if Hashav Zavedi wouldn't be allowed to take money, Hashav Zavedi is allowed to ask for reimbursement of job time, of work time that was lost. What about somebody who's tzorach l'zbatl m'malachtoi? So that's the chilik. Tzorchus batel malachta, there's no difference in the two. By an odom hayoshev batel, that is the difference between prika and teina. That's the opinion of the Rosh. Muki Yosef understands, no. For a person who's yoshev batel, stam to take schar for the mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah in the Torah, then you're not allowed to take schar. The nekuda over here is that because of the added element of tzar balechaim, a person would be mechuyev to do prika without taking money, even for lost work time. Why? There's no din that a person is allowed to be mevatel a mitzvah for lost work time. If you have a mitzvah, you have a mitzvah. But if the whole mitzvah is providing, taking help for somebody else's money, hashav saveda or teina, so then you have a right to ask for money. But by prika, the tzar balechayim pushes that din over the edge, and then it becomes a regular mitzvah. There's not just a benon l'chaveru, there's an element of something else. The tzar balechayim is mechayiv him to lose money. That's the way the Muki Yosef, al pi d'Ran, understands. And on that, that's the shita of the Tanakam. Reb Shimon Omer, af litoin. Reb Shimon holds that even litoin has to be b'chinam. He's not asking to this upgrade that to ini. It's a mitzvah, you can't collect money.
Rabbi Yosi Aglili, I mean, he's mechadish something else. We don't paskin this way. Imhoyalov Yose al Masoi, if the animal was carrying more than its load, ain't zokokloi. The Torah says, Revitz tachas Masoi, its load. If it was carrying more than its load, that's pashut abuse, that's on the Bailam, he doesn't have to get involved in that. Where the Gemara puts this discussion, tachas Masoi, Masoi sheyochol lamed boy, is clearly what Rabbi Yosi Aglili's understanding in the Pasuk is that there's only a din to help the owner. The fact that the animal is struggling and platzing under its load, we would say, Tzar Balachayim, other Rabbi, you have to help more. No, he doesn't hold Tzar Balachayim deraisi. He certainly holds Tzar Balachayim derabbanan. Therefore, he holds that the whole din over here is altz chesed, ozav tazvima, the same way you don't have to help if the guy is sitting on the bench relaxing, you don't have to help if he was a peshen, he overloaded the behemoth. That's Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Tanakam and Reb Shimon will argue because they hold that Tzar Balei Chaim is a real thing in Dinei Torah, Tzar Balei Chaim Deraisa. Now, the Mokim between the Machlokes between Tanakam and Reb Shimon could also be seen as related to that, like we explained before. That's the Tzar Balei Chaim element, the way the Muki Yosef says. The Tzar Balei Chaim is the part that means that you're allowed to take money for it, that you're not allowed to take money for it, even if it's money at a loss. Even if it's money that he's going to lose, that would be mechayvim because there's a whole other element, and you could say the Tanakhama argues on that. So there's two ways to understand who, where the machloik is between Tzar Balei Chaim deraisa or derabbanan. Is it between Tanakhama and Reb Shimon? And maybe they do argue, but there's another level where Reb Yosi Aglili says that there's a ptur on the ben adam lachaveri, on the chesed element, despite the Tzar Balei Chaim. That's an extra madrega that the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon don't hold of. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Avedosoi v'avedas oviv. Person has two behemoths that are running off into the sunset. One is his aveda, one is his father's aveda. Avedosoi koidemes. He has a right to go after his aveda first. This Mishnah is going to introduce us to a kedima in saving money. A person's money comes even before his father's, even though he has a chiv of kibirav. But we paskin that the halacha of kibirav is mishaloviv. Person is not mechuyev to lose money on kibirav. Therefore, even though the finding avedas oviv is going to be lost when he's being oisik b'avedosoi, he's allowed to be oisik in his. Avedosoi v'avedas raboi shaloi kedemes. Again, he has a din of being mechabed his rabbi, but it doesn't have to cost money. There's no din in kvoid raboi that's mechayev. It's Mechayev Chesor Hefzid Momen. Pais can point out, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Dalud, comes from the Gemara, that if a person is overly medactic with his own Momen, I can't get involved in any Ches or any helping because there's some far-fetched reason why I'm going to have a Hefzid Momen if I help Yana out. Yeah, Shaloi Kodemis. Person lives like that, Lamaisa, he's always going to be on the negative side of doing Chesed and being there for others. We're talking about over here where there's a hefsid shal vadai of his own, kinegan a hefsid shal rabbi shalov, over there his kodemis. Avedas ovav avedas rabbi. Now he has two people with it. It's not the imperative, it's not shaloi. The shal is who's he mechuyiv? Two people who is mechuyiv to be mechabid and serve. Ovav rabbi, rabbi kodemis. Mishnah says a famous line, ov shaoviv hivya lo'ilam azeh. His father gave him physical life. V'rabbi shalim doichoch mevi l'chayel mabo. He's talking about a Rebbe Muvik, by the way. We're not necessarily talking about a Gadol Ador. It doesn't have to be a big Roshiva to be Rabbi Amuvik. Rabbi Amuvik is the one who taught him most of the Torah he knows. In fact, the Rishonim point out, the Rav starts away the discussion, and all the Poskim talk about in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Yerideya, is that the Rav Muvik is the one who teaches him if his Yediyah is in Mishnah, Mikra, and he doesn't even know Gemara, that's most of his Chochmah. So at this point, actually, the Rav is mitzayin it. There's a big discussion, there's a braisa with a machlokes, a three-way machlokes in the Gemara. According to Reb Yehuda, it's like we just said, Roiv Chochmosoi, it doesn't make a difference what level that Chochmah is, that's called Raboi, Legabi this halacha. Reb Meir and Reb Yosi say, we have a machlokes min HaKotza LaKotza, Reb Meir holds that the only Raboi that has a din, that he has a din of Rabbi Amuvik, could only be somebody who taught him Gemara. That means that he has to be a lamdan. Gemara doesn't mean, by the way, reading the words of Gemara. Gemara means in Sprach of Chazal, somebody who turned him into a lamdan. Somebody who turned him into a, gave him the kelim to be a talmid chacham. That, somebody who doesn't have that, can't be considered that his chokhmah is enough part of him that should turn his Rebbe into having halacha of giving kedima over his father. That is the position of Reb Meir. Reb Yossi holds, no, he holds the other ketzei. That any Rebbe who is afilu heiloi mishna achas, that means he taught him one halacha in Torah, and he was Meir Einov, he taught him properly, not just he read the words, but he taught him what that halacha is about, also has a din of rabbi. Now the Mishnah adds a detail, vim oviv chocham shel oviv kodemes. The assumption is that if his father is a Talmud Chacham, that his father definitely taught him some Torah. He might not be his Rebbe Muvik, but since he's also a partner in bringing him L'chaya Olam Haba, therefore his being his biological father and B'miktzas being Mevi Oysoi L'chaya Olam Haba, Avada that has Kedima. Hoya Ovi V'Rabbi Noisin Ma'asui. Same type of Halacha, Menech Eshor Rabbi. They're both carrying a load. He first lightens the load of his Rebbe. Miniach, he takes it off him, gives him menucha. V'achakach miniach shalov. V'hoyov rabbi b'beis hashevi. Poydes rabbi. Who has kedim in the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim. V'achakach poydes oviv. V'hoyoviv chochom. The same halacha. Poydes oviv. V'achakach poydes rabbi. The Rif has a mechudesh de geshita over here. The Rif has a girsa in the Mishnah. V'hoyoviv by aveda. If his father is as big as his Rebbe, he might have learned by a Rebbe most of his Torah, but his father is as great of a Talmud Chacham as his Rebbe. So then, Avedas of Kodemus, despite the fact that he's a Talmud of the other one, but his father is as great, which means that he doesn't hold that the way we just read the Mishnah, that if the father is also a Chacham and he gave him Miktsas Chay Olam Haba, so the fact that it's his father tips the scales and then the father is Kodem the Rabbi. That halacha will only be if his father personally, nothing to do with the Talmud, that is him, but his father personally is as great as his Rebbe. What the Mefarshim explain is that, the Rosh talks about this, is that this chiddush of the Riv is only biyachas to Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda is about hefsid momen. So over there, the way we look at it, the Mefarshim explain this, that the Rif understands that there's an imperative of Kavod HaTorah on the father also. So the father will be Mevater Al Kvoide because the Rebbe at the end of the day is greater than him. So the halacha of being Magdim the father when the father is a Miktas Chacham is only of Azoy Vait that the father is as great on a personal level as the Rebbe. However, by all the other halachas, Legabe Shevi, Legabe Prikutinu, all these things are personal tzar. So Mela, in terms of personal tzar, there the father wouldn't be mevater, mipnei kovra ta'iru. So Mela, then the halacha is like we said before, that if the father also has a role in limdei chochmim, because he's also a chochem, then the father will have kedimah.